It is Thursday, September 5th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. So glad to have you on board with us here today. Ron Hayes still on vacation, but he'll be back on Monday, and he'll have a couple of surprises for us here today throughout. We got a great show coming up for you today, and hope you do enjoy it. We've got Jim Appel and Justin Lewis with a breakdown of the markets coming up in a little bit. Jim's going to have his ag weather. He's also going to have a calendar report. I've got look the futures coming up, but also when we come back, I'll have an update on that news. That and a whole lot more when Midday Oklahoma continues here on Thursday on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back, right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
We are just past 12:15. Good day, everyone. Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Well, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says if the House doesn't take action on the farm bill very soon, he sees two imminent consequences.
Brazil could potentially be in a position to retaliate against American agricultural products and other goods and services as a result of us losing a cotton case in the WTO. Could be $850 million annually of retaliatory measures by Brazil if they so choose to do so after October 1st. And if this thing lingers for months and months and months as it has in the past, then we're looking at permanent law coming into effect, and that would be quite distorting to the market.
Vilsack says extending the current farm bill is not a viable answer.
The weather has, I think, made the case and has provided for greater stability in farm country than we would have seen without crop insurance and the safety net. The problem is that you really risk a situation where some of the folks in Congress who want to reduce the deficit are looking at farm programs to reduce the deficit, and you run the risk of actually losing direct payments and the money associated with direct payments and having nothing replacing direct payments. You know, that's my problem with folks who say, well, we'll just extend the existing programs. Doesn't provide disaster assistance, doesn't solve the problem, doesn't deal with the Brazilian cotton issue, and runs the risk of Congress scooping the money from direct payments and not using it to create a stronger and more defensible safety net. So there are significant risks here in further delay.
Well, Congress returns from its August recess on Monday. The Government Accountability Office has issued a report that criticizes the way USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has handled pilot projects that led to a proposed rule to make changes to poultry inspections. Undersecretary for Food Safety Elizabeth Hagan says that will not prompt USDA to withdraw the rule. Hagan notes GAO did not suggest withdrawing the rule. She also points out that the rule is based on more than the pilot projects analyzed by the GAO and adds that this is about public health. According to Hagan, we've got to reverse the trend on salmonella, and this is a big step toward it. According to the GAO, stakeholders didn't have adequate information to comment on the rule because of USDA's lack of evaluation and disclosure. Hagan says the comment period is closed, but says the proposal will go through further drafting before it's sent to the Office of Management and Budget. And according to the to analysis by USDA's Economic Research Service, an estimated 14.5% of American households were food insecure at least sometime during 2012. This means they lacked access to enough food for an active, healthy life for all household members. This is not a statistically significant change from 14.9% in 2011. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. We'll have an update from Jim Appel and Justin Lewis on the markets, and Jim's also going to have a weather update. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues in a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the southern plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets looking at midday?
Stock market futures here today are unchanged, so there's not a whole lot going on as traders weigh data on the labor market and then position in front of tomorrow's monthly jobs report put out by the government. Payroll companies, ADP, put out their jobs number and said American businesses added about 176,000 jobs in the month of August. That was fewer than June and July, but in line with the monthly average this year. So that was considered a sort of a good thing. Most of those jobs came from the higher end in the professional and business services area, which was about 50,000 of them. The ADP report is sort of a precursor, if you will, of tomorrow's labor report. And we'll see that tomorrow morning at 7:30. Analysts are looking for about 180,000 on the non-farm payroll. So that puts employment at about 7.4%, and that's about the lowest in about 4.5 years. Initial jobless claims this morning showed a drop of 9,000 to 323,000, and that's also near a five-year low, so things are good. Interest rates today are higher here. We have a two-year high in the 30-year mortgages of about 4.6% and the 15-year at about 3.6%. That's both two-year highs, and then bond futures are down about a dollar today. If we look at the energy market here, we have crude oil up about $1.12 here in the October futures at 108.35, and that's after this morning's supply drop of about 1.8 million barrels. Analysts were looking for bigger than that, looking for about a 2.5 million barrel drop, so that's lifting the crude oil futures today. And then also all this talk about Syria and then now Egypt and that assassination attempt, that's driving the market higher a touch well. Gasoline, though, is down about 3 cents. Supplies fell by about 1.8 million barrels, and they were looking for a smaller drop than that. And if you look at the overall supply, we're about 8.6% of where we were a year ago. Like cattle futures today, cattle futures are down about 30 to 40 in the feeder cattle, and then about 50 to 65 here in the live cattle. Just a little bit of a fun selling mood today. Not a whole lot of news driving the market either way. It looks like the market's kind of tired. If you look at the corn, wheat, and soybeans, another volatile day. We have corn and wheat both down about 5 to 7 cents, and soybeans are strong about 8 to 18 cents higher.
Thanks, Justin. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Just after 15 past the hour on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. Hope your day's going great so far here at the lunchtime today. We're going to take a look at the futures markets now for you, and we're going to start with the livestock. And October live cattle down 52 at 125.47. December's down 62 at 129.27. The October feeder cattle down 32 at 158.92. November's down 35 at 159.55. October hogs up 40 at 89.52. December up 7 at 85.92. We will check the grains in just a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower. The Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering. A $6,000 value for free. Plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event, number 34. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 11, 12, and 13th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231 and DirecTV Channel 345 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 100,000 head of cattle to be sold at this year's Labor Day sale. You can get more details by calling Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
On the grain trade today, December wheat in Kansas City down 6 3/4 at 691 1/4. March down 7 1/4 at 698 1/2. December corn is down 8 1/4 at 461 1/4. March down 8 1/4 at 474 1/4. November soybeans up 8 and now up 9 at 1361 1/2. January's up 7 1/4 at 1358 1/4. October cotton is down 69 at 82.14. December down 61 at 82.14. October crude oil up 109 at 108.32. November's up 107 at 107.66. That's Luke Jamarkets. I'm Dave Lanning. Jim Appel steps in now. He's got a check on that agricultural weather.
Taking a look at our weather on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Jim Appel. We'll be joined a little bit later by Gary McManus with the State Climatological Survey, and we'll look a little more at our long-term weather conditions for this fall and winter. Our seven-day forecast today shows mainly hot and dry. We're looking at mid to upper 90s for the next few days. Looks like we may have a cool down starting on Monday, working into the next week. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s all week long. Lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s throughout that time. Looks like the weather will be mostly sunny with light winds throughout the period. And it doesn't look like there's any chance for rain or any great chance for rain across central and western Oklahoma through next Wednesday. We'll take a break right now, and then we'll talk to Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus on Midday Oklahoma.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Joining us now is Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. Gary, what's on the horizon for us for our weather for this fall and winter? Do we have any La Niñas or El Niños out of the Pacific to be concerned with and how those might affect our winter weather?
Right now it's still looking like neutral conditions, so the same as what we had last winter, which would be good news. Now it can bring a wide variety of things, but it doesn't tilt the odds towards if we had a La Niña, it doesn't tilt the odds towards drier and warmer than normal. But unfortunately, it's not an El Niño. There's no El Niño appearing on the horizon either, which would mean cooler and wetter than normal. So, again, at the mercy of Mother Nature, but at least the odds aren't tilted at this point towards drier and warmer than normal. Now, there are definitely other things that come into the play that we're not really sure about yet. But again, at least no La Niña.
As far as El Niños and La Niñas go, how much of a transition would we see? If one developed now, how long would it take before it would influence our weather here in Oklahoma?
Well, you know, those can vary by the order of 1 to 2 years. Normally, if we were going to see a La Niña or El Niño develop, we would start to see indications of that already. That's not really happening. That's not to say it couldn't happen rapidly in the next couple of months. It's just not looking that way now. Once you start to get out from the spring into the summer, what's there tends to sort of stay there and strengthen. So right now it's looking pretty good for neutral conditions. So unless it's a surprise, that's what it should stay.
Thanks, Gary. That's Gary McManus, the Associate State Climatologist for Oklahoma. We'll have more weather information for you right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma, taking one last look at our forecast today on this Thursday. It looks like our weekend is going to be hot and dry. It looks like those conditions will persist on through next Wednesday. Lows will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s throughout that time. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s with a slight cooling trend. It looks like it may get underway about Sunday or Monday and trail off toward Wednesday when we can expect highs in the lower 90s. Winds will be light and variable throughout the period, and it looks like it will be mostly dry. Dave Lanning will be back with more on Midday Oklahoma right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Thursday. We'll look at a Lesser Prairie Chicken Strategy meeting. We'll look at the Diamond Hats Gala, and we'll look at the TSCRA Young Ranchers Workshop. We'll take a look at these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is hosting a meeting for landowners and other interested parties regarding a stakeholder conservation strategy for the Lesser Prairie Chicken. The meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. in the Seminar Center at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward. The meeting is open to the public. The stakeholder conservation strategy will provide a market-based response to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposal to list the Lesser Prairie Chicken as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, and will show how the need for continued energy production translate into a mitigation need. Successful implementation of the strategy will allow private landowners to develop alternative income streams in exchange for the implementation of habitat conservation and management practices that benefit the species. It will also facilitate the continuation of valuable oil and gas activity within the Lesser Prairie Chicken Range. The strategy will also provide beneficial habitat preservation and restoration for the species. For additional information, you can contact Marla Peak at 405-523-2437. The 6th Annual Diamond Hats Gala will be held Friday, September the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. The evening will consist of a seated dinner, silent and live auctions, live entertainment and dancing. Event sponsorships as well as participation in the auctions and the raffles at the gala support not only this generation of youth, but many, many more to come. In addition to raising funds, the gala supports activities such as the sale of champions, educational scholarships, and leadership workshops. The Diamond Hats have also established the tradition of honoring the Oklahoma Youth Expo Academic All-State winners. For more information, you can go to www.diamondhats.org. The Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association will hold its next Young Leadership Series meeting September 6th and 7th at TSCRA headquarters in Fort Worth. The meeting is a chance for young ranchers and cattle industry participants aged 19 to 40 to get an in-depth learning experience from experts about the cattle industry, as well as to have network opportunities with others in the cattle business. Speakers include Dr. Jude Capper, sustainability expert and professor of animal science at Washington State University, Kim Stackhouse, director of sustainability research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and Dr. Stan Beavers, professor and extension economist from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. A roundtable discussion with industry experts from the cow-calf, stocker, and feeder segments of the industry will also take place. TSCRA headquarters is located at 1301 West 7th in Fort Worth. You can find more information about the conference at www.tscra.org. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Thursday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, it's easy to do. All you have to do is just drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, we certainly appreciate that calendar update. We're coming up on half past the hour here on your Thursday. I'm Dave Lanning on Midday Oklahoma. Got a news update coming up for you when we come back after this.
Save wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, along with farm bureaus in 44 other states, have donated $100,000 toward building storm shelters in Oklahoma schools.
The Oklahoma Farming and Ranching Foundation is going to donate $100,000 to shelter Oklahoma schools. It's an exciting day because these dollars are donated from the toil of the hands of farmers and ranchers all across this nation.
That's Mike Spradling, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The donation was announced Wednesday at a news conference at the state capitol. Farming and Ranching Foundation President Jeremy Rich says they've received donations of all sizes, and Spradley says they're still coming in.
We literally know that thousands. Some of the contributions were very small, and then some of them were pretty significant. So just a lot of great people from across this country. And I can't emphasize that enough, that in so many instances, these were people that were dealing with natural disasters in their own area and yet still stepped up to be a part of our efforts here in Oklahoma.
Spradling says money continues to come into Farm Bureau.
We still have dollars coming in, actually. There are currently dollars coming into the foundation. In our initial pledge, some of those dollars came from Oklahoma. We wanted it to be $100,000, so we used some of the dollars that were from farmers and ranchers right here. But now those additional dollars are continuing to flow, and so it's certainly be our hope that we can continue to add to this effort.
The first $25,000 grant's going to the Friend Public Schools just northeast of Chickasha and will cap off what is needed to build a shelter there. Farm Bureau donation is just one of many to the Shelter Oklahoma Schools initiative so far. With the corn harvest already beginning and uncertainty if there will ever be a farm bill, there is yet one more thing hanging over agriculture producers in September. Shianika Otterby explains what that is in this report.
With the corn harvest already beginning and uncertainty if there will ever be a farm bill, there is yet one more thing hanging over agricultural producers in September. The 30th is the deadline for crop insurance sign-up on fall-planted crops. It is also the deadline for making changes to existing policies. The crops that share the September 30th deadline in most of the country vary from mint and canola in some states to forage production and rye and barley in others. But the biggest crop by far is winter wheat. Crop insurance professionals say the advice every producer should be taking is to go see their crop insurance agent well before the deadline. Reporting for National Crop Insurance Services, I'm Shanika Otterby.
All right, when we come back, Ron Hayes has his Ag Perspectives. It's next on Midday Oklahoma.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction to 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you. Midday Oklahoma continues our ag conversation once again with Kevin Murphy as we talk about how to argue on behalf of agriculture in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
He owns something called Food Chain Communications, and Kevin Murphy says there are three levels of communication that we need to open and keep open with consumers to be able to effectively argue on behalf of production agriculture.
Well, there's three areas to an effective argument. There's logos, pathos, and ethos. Logos is the reason part. Usually we translate that to scientific reasoning, which most people would say agriculture does well. There's pathos, which is emotion, which everybody would agree the activists do well. The final component is ethos, and that is being able to make your argument on a moral, ethical basis. And that is the great untapped region of making an argument for agriculture.
For some of these specific areas that we've got big battles on right now, you pointed back to GMOs several
yes.
times and said that they really, the big guns are out against GMOs,
yes.
it seems like, including organized religion.
Absolutely. You have to, I don't know what the GMO people are doing. I know that they have organizations out there and they're finally starting to put stuff out, but once again, they're not listening to what I'm telling. And that is, if we can't learn to speak about GMOs from a moral, ethical perspective, then we're never going to win the day, no matter how many times we talk about the increased yield in crop production, okay? So while all that stuff is good, without the moral component of GMOs, they're going to continue to get beat. And this is spreading because it's a blueprint. I mean, remember, it is a blueprint. They're following the RBST blueprint and the gestation crate blueprint, and it's going to move to GMO. It already has, and they're already set up to lose.
How do we turn this tide?
Start speaking, number one, from an ethical perspective. Why to those people that are using GMO seeds, tell me why you use GMO seeds from a moral or ethical perspective. Why do you do that? And then if you can explain that morally and ethically, share that with people. Make that your frontline defense. You can follow it with science. You can follow it with whatever else you feel needs to bolster that case. But first and foremost, start with that argument. And if you can do that, if you can show people that you're caring for the land and caring for people through the use of this GMO product, suddenly the terminology GMO becomes a lot less frightening.
So you try to bring in the emotion of the moment, I think you used the current terminology, moral high ground.
Yes, if you want to get to the moral high ground, because I'm telling you right now, the people that are opposed to genetically modified are doing so on an ethical basis. Okay, so they're saying, as a farmer, you using GMOs is unethical because you are hurting the planet, you're leading to global warming, you're harming future generations' health, all of those things. Well, where's our answer for all those things? I mean, we could just take them on the inverse and start to answer each one of those individually ourselves. And if we did that, we'd win. But we're not doing that. We keep diverting back to kind of talking points. And unfortunately, our talking points are void of a moral component.
Kevin Murphy, Food Chain Communications, talking about how to argue on behalf of agriculture. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction. 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets today. Hope you're having a great day so far. And as we look at some of the stuff going on in the markets today, the livestock futures trending to the lower side for the most part today. Hopefully they'll pick things up a little bit later on. And pretty much the same story on the grains, except for soybeans, which having a pretty good day. But the corn and wheat futures also to the lower side. We're going to have a complete rundown of your futures. Also, all your markets, your feedlots, and your stockyards. That's coming up when we come back after this.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction. 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
Well, no cash cow trades report here so far, but we should see some trade later on in the week. Box beef is... Well, it's lower at midday today. Choice down 42 cents, 196.14. Select is down 14 cents at 181.99. Choice Select spread at 14.15 with 108 total loads. OKC West Arena Livestock Auctions, 3,758 head. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 193.50 to 199. 5 to 6 weights, 172 to 195. 6 to 7 weights, 158 to 169.50. 7 to 8 weights, 149 to 163.25. 8 to 9 weights, 145 to 152. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 143 to 147. Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada, 1,042 head. Thin test steer and heifer calves, mostly steady. Steer slaughter calves, cows and bulls, steady in a light test. Feeder steers, medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 201 to 237, 4 to 5 weights, 182 to 193, 5 to 6 weights, 159 to 173. 6 to 7 weights, 150 to 162. Winter livestock feeder cattle auction in Dodge City, 2,176 head. Feeder steers, 8 to 950 pounds, steady to a dollar higher. Feeder heifers, 650 to 800 pounds, steady to firm. 800 to 850 pounds, $2 higher. Steers, 800 pounds and under. Also, heifers, 650 pounds and under. Not enough for a test. Springfield livestock auction, 1,228 head. Steer and heifers, 3 to 5 higher. Feeder steers, 5 to 6 weights, 166 to 177. 6 to 7 weights, 154 to 169.50. 7 to 8 weights, 149.25 to 160. 8 to 9 weights, 146 to 151. We will take a look at the futures when we come back after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
On the futures markets, livestock futures, October live cattle down 62 at 125.37. December down 75 at 129.15. October feeder cattle down 42 at 158.82. November's down 47 at 159.45. October hogs up 27, 89.40. December's down 5 at 85.80. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December's down 7.25 at 690.75. March down 7.5 at 698.25. December corn's down 9.25 at 460.25. March down 9.5 at 473. November soybeans up 5.75 at 1358.25. January is up 4.25 at 1355.25. October cotton is down 62 at 82.21. December's down 55 at 82.20. March is down 55 at 81.77. Crude oil. October crude oil is up 84 at 108.07. November's up 84 at 107.43. October natural gas down 9 at 358. November's down 9 at 367 per million BTU. October gold down 203 at 136.93. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest once again, Forrest Roberts of NCBA, talking checkoff issues today with Forrest in just a moment.
Ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd, for hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner, host of the local and live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and making deals with them for year-end tax saving. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. These bull buckouts are free to kids 12 and under, discounted with your free admission. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
As Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Forrest Roberts of necessity wears two hats, a policy hat and a checkoff hat. That policy hat basically means that the organization is going to be political at times. They make political statements. They come out in favor of policy. But when it comes to the checkoff hat, that particular hat means no lobbying allowed. Basically working on behalf of improving demand for beef cattle producers as a major checkoff contractor and in their role as kind of the overseer of the Federation of State Beef Councils. He acknowledges it is a balancing act, but one he believes they're very successful at doing.
Well, I am incredibly proud to represent this organization at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I am incredibly confident that we have the appropriate compliance firewalls in place to be able to be an organization that focuses not around political agendas, but focuses around the outcomes that this industry absolutely needs us to be delivering. And those outcomes sometimes have a demand component, and sometimes those outcomes have a policy component. But at the end of the day, the processes that we have put in place to look at how we manage dollars and resources that come to us, whether it be through being a proud contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program or from a member's resources that they invest in us, they expect us to be very fiscally responsible. I can tell you with complete confidence that we are doing the right things right, and we are investing those funds in the right way.
So Forrest Roberts contends the firewalls are in place and are doing a good job. But what about the checkoff itself? What about the future of the checkoff? A lot of folks say we need that second dollar, or we need more resources, either at the state or at the national level. And Forrest Roberts says it is a balancing act between national and state checkoff interest.
What is the right thing to really bolster the state-national partnership and enhance the state-national partnership that's there? Because that is the key to the success of what is made executing programs on behalf of the checkoff program what we do best. All in all, we have right now today the value of a dollar a head of the collection on the beef checkoff is really worth about 47 cents versus where it was back in 1985. Now, conversely, when we compare that to an organization like those that represent the Australian cattle industry, they are operating with producing 5 billion pounds of beef a year versus us 25 billion pounds of beef a year. They operate with about $180 million and a staff of about 249 people to execute demand-building strategies for Australian beef versus where we're at, it's about a quarter of that.
NCBA's Forrest Roberts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Midday Oklahoma continues. We're back in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction. 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Midday Oklahoma. Stepping up on the soapbox today, I'm Jim Apel, in for the vacationing Ron Hayes. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau is joining an ever-growing list of companies and individuals supporting the construction of storm shelters for every school in the state. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is holding a news conference at the state capitol today to announce their donation to the Shelter Oklahoma Schools Initiative. The project was started following the deaths of 7 children in a tornado that struck Moores Plaza Towers Elementary School this past May. The children had sheltered in hallways, as they had been taught to do, and the actions of some heroic teachers may have prevented more deaths, but even one death is too many. Shelter Oklahoma Schools has already raised over $1 million in the effort that transcends any urban versus rural divide. Seed money was provided by Norman Chrysler Jeep Dodge. It was quickly followed by a $500,000 challenge grant from Apache Corporation. The project seeks to make shelters possible for Oklahoma schools from Broken Bow to Boise City. State Representative John Eccles said, quote, "The project has continued to generate interest and attention of the goal of building a safe room or storm shelter in every school in the state." He also said, quote, "The support we've received so far has been amazing, and this generous donation from the Farm Bureau will help to keep this project going strong," unquote. The fund will work with local schools and municipalities to build or fortify storm shelters across the state. If you would like more information on this very worthy project, or if you would like to make a donation, you can do so online at shelteroklahomaschools.org.
All right, Jim, we certainly do appreciate your time on that today. And we want to thank you for joining us today and appreciate your time and spending that time with us here at Midday Oklahoma on this Wednesday. Hope you continue to have a great day today, and hope perhaps we helped a little bit along here on this Wednesday afternoon. For Jim Apel and for Justin Lewis and the vacationing Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning. inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for our Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma, coming to you right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.